Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to look at the top five blogs, the top five of our viewers. If you have not known about it, it's our VFN TV blog. You get to it at VFNTV.com, and you click on the blog. And well, just thousands are coming and viewing. We have our highlights there. We have stories there. We have videos, what we talked about, only through the radio. You can't see what we're talking about. We have pictures. We have resources. And you can carry it so much further, you know, in the blog. You can carry it further. You know what I'm saying? And you'll even have whatever we talked about that the editors edit it and have it ready. So even that little clip, that little segment's available to you, so you can see the resources, you can hear the segment. It's really cool. But the top five, what is the top five today? The top five is where to start for transformation.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. That's the top. Mm-hmm. That's so number encouraging.
One. Number one.
Listeners, that is encouraging. You know, where do we start with transformation? And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet seen this, it's heard this, you can go to the VFNTV blog and search for or look at the post. It's called Where to Start for Transformation. The big thing is that, you know, a lot of people are looking at other people. They're blaming. Blame is just, you know what blame stands for? Do you know what blame stands for?
But look.
Mm-hmm.
At my excuse.
But look at my excuse.
But look at my excuse.
Yeah, right. You know, and it's like, right. At what point do you get tired of blaming everybody for your own decisions?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how in the world are they going to repent for your sin? You know what I'm saying? There's no witnesses or suspects at the throne of God. You got to answer alone. Right. And since the Garden of Eden, you know, we have a tendency in our sin nature just to want to just kind of shift the blame. You know, Adam said to God, you know, what's going on? He goes, it's that woman you gave me, right? And then God talks to Eve, and she says, it was that serpent in the garden, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And ever since, you know, we've been blaming everybody, but the truth is they both ate and they were both held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And so which means this is the cool thing. Transformation begins with you. It begins with you.
Yourself.
Yeah, your gathering of people that you come together and you worship at, you know, we always talk about the church is the individual believers, and you know, when you're gathered together, Christ is in your midst, Jesus is in your midst, ruling as King. And to know that that you can begin with transformation with yourself. And it's a whole step process of 6 weeks. Find out, you gotta see it. Because think about it, it could begin with you. How often has God begun to do something and it begins with one person? Stop criticizing the body of believers that you're with and begin to transform yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 6-week process. And once you see God transforming you, then you can begin to challenge a few others to do what you do.
Right.
And then you together can then challenge a few others. And you'll find out that all of a sudden your whole gathering, your church gathering, can be transformed. No matter where you're at. If you're in a crystal cathedral, if you're in a stucco building, if you're in a metal building, if you're in a storefront building, if you're meeting in a coffee shop, if you're meeting in a house, if you're meeting under an oak tree, I mean, you can begin transformation through you. Find out more about that on the VFNTV blog. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the number one blog today is where to start with transformation. Because so many people go, you know, we need to march in the streets. We need to do this. Like, dude, you haven't even personally transformed yet. You know, you haven't personally transformed yet. And it's kind of making it obvious. You know what I'm saying? We need righteousness. And God's going, well, you know, you're going to need me to empower you to get rid of that stuff in your life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you can find that out. And, of course, if you... beginning and abiding, you go to iabide.org to do that. But you can find out more about that. The second one is Islam. The name of it is Islam Transforming a Nation Through Migration. And this is so important. It's Islam Transformation Through Migration Done by Immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a video there. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. We talked about everything, but it just, time was flying. And you got to see this video. It goes with yesterday's broadcast. And yesterday's broadcast was the 17th, July the 17th. And you put those two together and listen to that extra hour and then watch this.
It was
and
the 16th you'll see. Yesterday.
It was the 16th. Oh, thanks.
16th.
And then listen to the extra hour and then watch this video, because you're going to find out that it's being done through migration and immigration. And they have projections of just through time alone, because Americans are choosing not to have children mm-hmm. because we're focused on ourselves.
Right.
Or we're aborting our children.
Right.
You know, hundreds of thousands of babies mm-hmm. are being killed in the womb. But Islam, they're not killing their babies.
Right. 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah. And they're having multiple births. And with that, just through osmosis alone, that they're moving in, and it talks about the projections of what's happening in all these different nations. And that with that, you're going to find out if America doesn't wake up, you know, just through a turn alone, it's just through population growth right. alone as it happens. And Europe's about to be turned over in so many years, Indonesia and different countries. And you mm-hmm. can see that. And it just plainly talks about the birth rate. And it talks about this. The only way you can maintain a people group, you have to have a certain birth rate.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, America is teetering on the edge. Are we going to keep this particular, we're at the bottom level of that birth rate. And we might be under it now, which just means 25 years if at that present state, that you won't even be around anymore.
Right.
You won't even be around in 25 years. Isn't that wild? There's no way to recover it.
Gone.
Even if you wake up and go, oh, I think I'm going to believe Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, I believe it is. The reason why two become one flesh is to have a godly offspring. And then I'm going to have children. We're going to have children, and I'm going to raise them and teach them the ways of the Lord mm-hmm. and train them up in the ways of God. And when they get old, they won't depart from it. You know, if you get that somewhere in that 25 years, it's too late. If you get to that point, there's not enough recovery time to save that culture, that, mm-hmm. that particular group. And so you lose the people group.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild?
Significant, because that's where it's at right now.
That's exactly where it's at. You know, there's this hate. There's this narcissism in regards to your children take from me, and they want, they demand from me, and I want to live my life for me. You know, YOLO. You only live once is what people are saying. You know, and they're just not having their children. Then they have children, they want somebody else to raise their children. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I've raised one.
pay somebody else to raise them.
Yeah, pay somebody else to raise them instead of seeing them for the treasures they are.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're difficult. I mean, I was a real difficult child coming up. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I had all these problems and different things. And you can read my testimony at meetmyfather.org. But God had mercy on me. My parents had mercy on me. And they did not, you know, stop loving on me and stop praying for me. And here we are today. And so we have to be, we have to really begin to appreciate, again, in the church, natural children and spiritual children. And listen, we can win this migration war by winning Muslims to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You can witness to Muslims. Go figure.
Right.
We'll probably talk about that a little bit quickly. And the third is racism in a traditional church. You know, Derek shares about, they called them after 5 years of being in the church.
Shocking.
It's shocking. Right. Oh my gosh. She, 6'5", 6'4", in excess of 280-pound man sitting behind a lady. He's African-American. She's white. For 5 years, and she didn't even have a relationship with him enough to know that was him in the parking lot of the church, and she called the police on him. You got to hear that. You got to hear Dirt talk about that, because we got to deal with this. And the other is, the fourth is, will we go to jail for the health care bill?
Mm-hmm.
Will we go to jail with the new health care law? Because you're going to find out in that the congressman asked, does this mean that they can seize your money, seize your assets, and send you to jail? And the answer is yes. You got to see that. And the last one is 4 house churches start an inner city school, and 2 house churches give $1 million to missions. And one, you got to find
that's
this
awesome.
Out. It's totally awesome. So that's the top five for today, and seeing what's going on up there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.